God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 404. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
You cannot make a date for my coming, saith God, but you can see the signs of the times, saith the Lord. But I say unto thee, it hath been said, saith God, yea, I want thee to occupy till I come. I want thee to persevere. I want thee to press in, saith God.
For what is the mark of my prophet, saith the Father God? The mark is this, that the things he prophesies will come to pass, saith the Lord.
This is the time, says the Lord, when I will speak unto my church. Like no other time have I spoken, says God. Indeed, have I not told you that in the last days I will pour out my Spirit? Receive now my Spirit upon you, says God, and be bold and be strong. Stand up, speak my word, follow my path, and work together, says God. That you might flow, says the Lord. Flow in the power that I give you, says God. For I cry out. I cry out! I cry out! Be my vessel, says God.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This awesome Saturday evening, as we broadcast to the whole world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. The world is changing rapidly right now before your very eyes. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly, therefore getting the victory over them all. Amen. Announcement. Easter is coming up. Have you been deceived by a false Easter or a sunrise service by a pastor or a church who are deceived themselves by someone who taught them? Tune in to the April 9th, Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Signs program, and again on the April 11th, Saturday, 9 p.m. Signs program, and find out the truth. There will be two separate teachings on Easter. They will be short, so there'll be plenty of time for the prophecy news. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Stay tuned for an all-news program, but first this. There is so much happening so quickly now, I cannot get it all into just three programs. And there is not enough money to go to a fourth. So please visit my website. It is all there daily, every day. www.neaiga.org. That's neaiga.org. The April need is again $390 because there is an extra Thursday in April. Unfortunately, the cost to broadcast begins anew on the first of every month. I wish that weren't true, but that's beyond my control. No offerings have been received yet for April. Please pray about helping. Here are two letters from Signs listeners. This one, I believe, from South Carolina. Dear Brother Johnson, just a short note. God bless you and yours. I pray our Lord calls us soon. What a glorious day that will be, forever with Him. Thank you for being a true shepherd, crying out to His flock. Sincerely, Cookie. My. Thank you, Cookie, for that very nice note. It's sure appreciated. Cookie has been a long-time listener. Continuing. Now one from New Jersey. Brother Johnson, I hope this helps keep your ministry going. I listen to every online program. Thanks. Your sister in Christ, Laura, in New Jersey. Thank you, Sister Laura. I hope you hear this online. Your offering was a blessing, and you are a longtime Signs listener and supporter also. Maranatha, the address to send your love gift is Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, New York, N-Y, 13797 in the USA. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. A new global currency It was reported recently that two of the world's superpowers, Russia and China, have called for a new global currency. I believe they're doing this because they know that the U.S. is printing huge amounts of dollars right now to pay on its own massive debts, debts that other countries like China have been financing for years by purchasing U.S. Treasury bonds. They understand something that most Americans do not, that the more paper money you print, the less it's worth. And right now, we're printing it as fast as we can. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrase. And there was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because of the appointed day when he will judge the world. Continuing, Obama, Congress, again push amnesty for illegal aliens. In the midst of a recent diatribe, U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi told a crowd of illegal aliens and their advocates that federal or local law enforcement of existing immigration laws is un-American. Pelosi, an avowed liberal left Democrat from San Francisco, condemned operations by immigration and custom enforcement agents. Then she called the illegal aliens in the audience she was addressing very, very patriotic. Watchmen comment, "This Nancy Pelosi is a sick-minded puppy and ought to be removed from office because of those remarks. How can illegals be patriotic when they are not legally Americans and they send most of their money back to Mexico or wherever?" People like Pelosi, who condemned operations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents that sent Ramos and Campion to jail. My. Continuing. Most electronic voting isn't secure, CIA expert says. The CIA, which has been monitoring foreign countries' use of electronic voting systems, has reported apparently voting rigged schemes in Venezuela, Macedonia, and Ukraine, and a raft of concerns about the machine's vulnerability to tampering. Computerized electoral systems can be manipulated at five stages, from altering voter registration lists to posting results. Watchman comment, "Once more, the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchmen, are proven true and correct." Continuing, Obama's Hitler Youth will not be allowed to express religious beliefs. The House passed the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act. The bill includes language indicating young people will be forced to participate in mandatory national service programs. The bill also states that service learning will be a mandatory part of the youth curriculum. That doesn't sound much like volunteerism, does it? The mandatory youth plan also forbids members from attending religious services and forbids youths from witnessing their religious beliefs. My. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned you this was coming. Now it's here. Continuing. Ron Paul, believer in small government, predicts 15-year depression. Pension trustees and insurance company portfolio managers, look away now. Your increased commitment of two government bond holdings in recent times is about to blow up like fireworks. At least that is the view of Ron Paul, the U.S. congressman who ran against John McCain in last year's Republican Party presidential nomination. His is a minority view. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death." Continuing, "The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends." Military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens. The National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona is a beautiful 225-acre facility located in Phoenix, Arizona. Major amounts of earth have been excavated out about 9 to 10 feet deep and 600 to 1,000 feet wide. There's multiple locations on the property like that. It is reported trucks are bringing in cement vaults capable of holding four bodies in caskets, each or more without caskets. Could these be for troops or American citizens? It is reported FEMA and DHS were attempting to prepare county officials to begin a hazard mitigation plan to deal with flooding, fires, high winds, or tornadoes. Watchman comment, "I have seen pictures of these cement vaults stacked too high and many more deep right near where that cemetery is." Continuing, Code Pink and Barney's bailout circus. Barney Frank was livid. Code Pink kept distracting Frank. Frank told the kids in pink to grow up and declared they did not understand rational discussion. For instance, stealing trillions from your children and the children of their children. Code Pink is allowed to sit in attendance with its silly signs and clownish costumes because they garner attention. Watchman comment, Barney Frank is an open homosex. So, Mr. Frank, I say back to you, grow up. You, sir, do not understand the filth of your own homosex sin. Continuing, police may be privatized by a foreign company in Chicago. There are private security guards already on patrol, but they may soon have the powers of Chicago police officers. Mayor Richard M. Daley has already privatized many city functions. The Chicago Skyway has been leased to a Spanish conglomerate. Midway Airport is run by a Canadian company. The parking meters were sold to a firm run by Morgan Stanley, and as a result, the cost of parking in the city has skyrocketed. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Continuing, FBI deployed by U.S. to fight Mexican drug lords. Washington is dispatching more federal agents and equipment to its southern border with Mexico to target the cartels. Among them are a newly formed FBI unit to deal with the ringleaders and Treasury officials who will track drug money. An extra 100 customs officers are to be sent to the border within the next 45 days. Watchman comment, what the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned about begins soon, and the South USA border will be closed, Nazi style. Continuing, Ron Paul predicts 15-year depression. At some stage, Mr. Paul estimates it will be between 1 and 4 years. The dollar will implode. The dollar as a reserve standard is done, Ron Paul says. The last place you'd want to be is in the stock market, Ron Paul says. It may not bottom out for 10 years. Just look at Japan. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these happen, know that it is near, even at the doors. It's talking about the end of days. Continuing. Obama wants path to citizenship for illegal aliens. At a town hall meeting in Southern California, Obama renewed his support for comprehensive reform, including a possible path to citizenship for all law-abiding people who enter the country illegally. Watchman comment, what? What? Godfather, please tell me how a person who is illegal can be a person who is law-abiding. Does not compute, Mr. Obama. That's like saying the unsaved person can go to heaven. But you probably believe that also. My. Godfather's math does not work for me. Or the I am.
I am that I am.
Continuing, UCC promotes contraceptive distribution in the sanctuary. According to the HIV and AIDS Network of the United Church of Christ, UCC, condoms should be distributed at places of worship. The March 19th statement, issued at a presentation to the UCC Wider Church Ministries Board, also called for making condoms available at faith-based education settings. According to the UCC Executive Director, Michael Schneumeier, the practice of safer sex is a matter of life and death. People of faith make condoms available because we have chosen life so that we and our children may live. Watchman comment, my, what apostasy. The matter of life and death, sir, is refusing sin. Amen. And fornication and giving out condoms, if that isn't sin, I don't know the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. U.S. economic plan is a road to hell. The president of the European Union slammed the U.S. plans to spend its way out of recession as a road to hell. The Czech Prime Minister told the European Parliament that President Barack Obama's massive stimulus package and banking bailout will undermine liquidity of the global financial market. The Czech Prime Minister resigned soon after that statement, leaving the European Union essentially without a president. Watchman comment. Now, I understand the Canada president also called it a road to hell. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Continuing. Congress set to pass wilderness law. Congress is on the verge of passing the most sweeping U.S. wilderness land protection law in 15 years, environmentalists are saying. The bill would declare more than 2 million acres of public land to be wilderness areas in which logging, mining, and motorized vehicles would be banned. Psalms chapter 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's what the Lord said. Continuing. Census going electronic. A U.S. Census operation to verify 145 million residential addresses begins, officials are saying. More than 140,000 people will be employed in the address verification. For the first time, they will be equipped with handheld computers, allowing them to get GPS coordinates for most of the housing units in the country, a process expected to be more accurate than paper maps. The verification is expected to be completed in July. Watchman comment, the New World Order is getting ready to do something, and it will not be good. Continuing, study, range of pharmaceuticals in fish across the U.S. Fish caught near wastewater treatment plants serving five major U.S. cities had residues of pharmaceuticals in them, including medicines used to treat high cholesterol allergies, blood pressure, bipolar disorder, and depression. Researchers are reporting. The research has been expanded to more than 150 different locations. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Continuing, the time of the end is at hand, my friends. Is the Terminator a today reality? The unmanned bombers that frequently cause unintended civilian casualties in Pakistan and other places are a step toward an even more lethal generation of robotic hunter-killers that operate with limited, if any, human control. The U.S. Defense Department is financing studies of autonomous or self-governing armed robots that could find and destroy targets on their own. Onboard computer programs, not flesh and blood people, would decide whether to fire their weapons. The trend is clear. Warfare will continue, and autonomous robots will ultimately be deployed in its conduct. Ronald Arkin, a robotics expert at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta, USA, wrote in a study commissioned by the Army. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Continuing. Christian matchmaking service, which has complete disregard for what the Bible actually says. Rainbow Christians, a dating and matchmaking service for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and transsexual Christians. My. 22-year-old Justin Cannon, who claims to be a gay Christian man, created the website, which boasts of 2,200 members and an untold amount of visitors to that site. Watchman comment, Justin Cannon, you cannot be a Christian and a homosex. It is clearly taught in the Bible as an abomination to a holy God. My. Continuing. Heavy snows, extreme cold. New report predicts new global ice age. The reality is that there are forces at work already affecting the weather for the past 2 years that will make the next 12 years significantly cooler than anything we have seen in the past decades. Watchman comment. First it's global warming. Now it's global cooling or ice age. Don't you wish these scientists would just make up their minds? Okay, scientists, both can't be true. Which is it? Continuing. Federal criminal complaint contends Obama ineligible. Here we go with another one. An ex-military officer has raised the stakes in the going dispute over Barack Obama's eligibility to be the United States president. filing a criminal complaint against the imposter with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Tennessee, retired U.S. Navy officer Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III has run a campaign for 2 decades to try to uncover and try to correct what he believes are criminal activities within the military, accuse the president of treason. 1 John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Obama appoints panel to rebalance U.S. tax code. President Obama is putting former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker in charge of a tax code review aimed at closing loopholes, streamlining the law, and generating revenue. Did you hear that? Generating revenue. Budget Director Peter Orszag said, Watchman comment, so much for Godfather's promise of no taxes for those earning under $250,000. Continuing, guardsmen train for urban conflict. More than 200 soldiers from the newly formed 1st Battalion, 138th Infantry of the Missouri Army National Guard, USA, took part in training in several different combat scenarios. The new unit, headquartered in Kansas City, has companies and detachments across the state and will have more than 800 soldiers when it reaches full strength. The state mission is to be ready and available for disaster relief anywhere in the state, and the federal mission is to be ready and available to defend the nation here or abroad. Watchman comment. If you remember right, when I spoke about the NAFTA superhighway, what was it, 8 lanes or whatever it was 2 football fields wide, and the hub was to be Kansas City. Makes you wonder, is martial law closing in? Only time will tell. Continuing. Judge rules Oregon Church can brew hallucinogenic tea for service. An Ashland church can import and brew a hallucinogenic tea for its religious services, according to a U.S. District Court ruling. Judge Owen M. Planner issued a permanent injunction barring the federal government from penalizing or prohibiting the Church of Holy Light of the Queen from sacramental use of the diamine tea. The church blends Christian and indigenous religious beliefs from Brazil. Watchman comment. This apostate church and all who go there will one day wake up in hell. And that judge, think about it. He'll allow that, but what other things will he not allow that's truly Christian? My. Continuing. 90% of Connecticut's bats are gone. White nose syndrome, the mysterious plague that is decimating the northeast bats, killed off about 90% of Connecticut's bats over the winter and is now galloping across the United States so quickly that it threatens the nation. The bat is the best tool in the fight against deadly mosquitoes and other harmful insects that carry disease, such as West Nile virus. Watchman comment. I'm going to be called a conspiracy theorist, but it looks suspicious to me. And what better way to reduce population, and they're trying to do that, than eradicate bats and infect mosquitoes that will in turn affect you and me. Continuing, FDA ordered to rethink age restriction for baby killer Plan B. A federal judge ordered the Food and Drug Administration to reconsider its 2006 decision to deny girls younger than 18 access without a prescription. The New York judge instructed the agency to make Plan B available to 17-year-olds within 30 days and to review whether to make the emergency contraceptive available to all ages without a doctor's order. Watchman comment, no prescription, all ages. This drug, my friends, is dangerous. Killing a human called a fetus is bad enough. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
But the question is, when will you bow? Will you bow now, or will you bow later? Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time of His grace. Why not humble yourself now? Don't worry about who is following and who isn't. Make up your own heart. Make up your own mind that you'll follow Jesus today.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. If it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. 607-201-5663. Or write SIGNS, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797, zip code in the USA. With your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessings. If you're not going to a church some way, you certainly can send your tithes to SIGNS. Here is a radio check I have received.
Yes, Brother Johnson, my name is Kelly. I live in West Texas. I heard your broadcast just a minute ago on 3185. That's WWRB. Signal report was good. I could understand most of the broadcast. I appreciate the broadcast. Anyway, thank you for your broadcast. Bye.
Blessings to you, Brother Kelly. I really appreciate your calling and giving me that signal report from Texas. I am so busy, it is very difficult for me to call people back. I'll try to send you a note. God bless you, Brother Maranatha. Is there anyone else listening out there tonight? The Science family of listeners, many who've listened to every program, are really great folks who are not afraid to let me know they care about this program being on the air. And that means so much to me because it's the only pay I get, except when I get to heaven, of course. Call 1-607-201-5663 or write SIGNS, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797, USA. That number to call once more, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear SIGNS on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. Be blessed, my friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you too can be a revelation overcomer and live without fear of the end times. You can't stop them from happening, so you might as well live in them without fear. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, 10, and 11. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, meaning that devil, that Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. My friends, if you are not saved, if Yahweh, Jesus, is not your Lord, do not wait one more minute. Jesus is coming very soon. But if you love your life more than you love him, you have little hope. Now is the time to treasure eternal life in heaven more than treasuring temporary life on earth. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look it up, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Now my verse, Jude chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, and of some have compassion, like the watchman, making a difference, like the watchman, and others save with fear, like the watchman, pulling them out of the fire, like the watchman, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, like the watchman. And I added all those like the watchman. Please forgive me, but that is exactly what I do. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus said in the Holy Bible, when he went up to heaven, he would leave with us the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, who would teach us all things. So hear what the Spirit hath to say unto you and the churches. Jesus loves you. The SIGNS ministers love you. I love you. And I keep doing this because of the love of God. Maranatha, my good friends, until we meet together on the air again, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.